You guessed right. It is Saturday Nuggets with Kojoyanka. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for your emails. This is your program, Saturday Nuggets. Today I'm looking at something interesting that I've entitled Work in Progress. We all enter into the relationships or the marriage not having been perfected yet. I dare say that there is no perfect being. Whatever you think is wrong with your partner, if you will sincerely look within, you'll find out that there is something equally wrong with you. We are all indeed work in progress. Philippians 3:13. Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. If only we will not dwell so much in the past, but then we will focus on what is ahead. I believe that the relationship will grace again. Nuggets comes early today. You can't go back to make a brand new start, but you can start now and make a brand new ending. The two shall cleave together. The cleaving process, it might be a shock to you, doesn't come easy. It takes time to cleave. Deuteronomy 24, verse number 5. When a man had taken a new wife, he shall not go to war or be charged with any business, but shall be free for a whole year. I believe it's not just to be eating and sleeping and honeymooning. The 1 year represents the four seasons of life. How do they behave in winter? Their reactions in summer. Springtime, their outlook. In autumn, how do they feel? You need to take time to understand all the seasons of their lives. And in bringing the curtain down today, I just want to bring this to your attention. Most of the time, we tend to behave like an accident scene, that people are bleeding and people are calling for the police to come and find out who is to be blamed. When in actual fact, what they need to be calling is the ambulance to come and help salvage the mess. In our marriages and in our relationships, in times of challenges, who do you call? Do you call the police to come and do the blame game? Or you call on Jesus, the ambulance man, to come and help you solve the situation? You can make it easier when you follow counsel that husbands love your wives, and wives submit to your husbands. The Bible never said that husbands love the woman, or wives submit to the man. I believe there is a reason, because it's not so easy loving man or submitting to man, and I'm using man generically here, not in gender-wise. The other day that the policeman stopped you, do you know why you stopped? It's because of their office. It's easy when you submit to the office of the husband or you love the office of the wife. Because when man comes in, sometimes it can be nearly impossible executing your role as a husband or a wife. As I leave you today, remember this thought-provoking question. Can you hold the wound whilst you stitch the scars? Because we are all work in progresses. We have not been perfected yet. We are all work in progresses. Why not join those who are calling and ring me as well on 0795049 7711, or send me an email on robertyanka@gmail.com, and let's see what God is doing in your relationship. Stay blessed.